Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joel Finch. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave McAmair. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Underwood. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAmair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy catches it and throws to first to double up LaFleur. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. There goes Watson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Finch covering, for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Finch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAmare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Trammell moves to second. Dave McAmare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAmare hits a ball on the ground towards second. Burleson fields it and tags Trammell, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finch fires to first and picks off McAmare. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp throws the ball into McAmare who tags Rice, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Staub reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers strikes out. Allinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Summers out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McAmire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAmire is 0 for 1 in the game. McAmire takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. McAmire moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Finch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Allinson moves to third. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Watson moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Stanley now pitching. Dave McAmire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAmire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAmire bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing second base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allinson bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Evans moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Allinson moves to second. One out. Dave Tobik now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Allinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wagner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Watson moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans is walked intentionally. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing shortstop. Mike O'Berry now catching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Alan Trammell. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Berry picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on O'Berry. Rodriguez moves to third. Wackenfuss moves to second. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.